उसके बाद हाउ विल यू प्रोसीड इन दिस केस. वी आर गोइंग टू स्टार्ट विद इन्वेस्टिगेटिंग द पेशेंट. वी आर सेंड द बेस लाइन इन्वेस्टिगेशंस. Then the specific investigations include skin biopsy for histopathology and direct immunofluorescence. So we'll take the lesional and the perilesional skin. The lesional skin or the blister should not be more than 24 hours older. It should not be hemorrhagic. And if a fresh blister is not present, then we may induce a blister by rubbing the skin for about 20 times and we have to press the finger firmly in a circular manner covering 180 degrees. We are going to rub it with the help of a gloved thumb, and an erythema will be induced. Then we will take the biopsy from this site after 5 minutes to get a proper level of the split. But before performing this investigation, we need to ask for the permission from the patient and also have to from the examiner, and also we have to tell the patient as well if we are asked to perform. Otherwise, we are just going to say that we are going to take the biopsy for direct immunofluorescence, for histopathology, to see the level of the split. And then we are going to perform the electron microscopy to see the level of the split. If it is epidermolysis bullosa simplex, then it will be intraepidermal split. In junctional EB, it will be in the level of lamina lucida. And in dystrophic EB, it will be at the level of sublamina densa. Then ultrastructural analysis should be done to look for the additional findings, such as in simplex, EB simplex, we'll see the clumping of the keratin tonofilaments. In junctional EB, there will be decreased homodesmosomes, and in dystrophic EB, there will be loss of anchoring fibrils. I'm first telling about the specific investigations for EB. Then we also have to tell about the certain specific investigations for our differentials as well. So then we will go for the antigen mapping to detect the level of the type of the antigen present, in which fluorescent label antibody are used, and we are going to see it under fluorescent microscope to see that at which place the antibody is going to attach, so that we determine the specific type of the level of the split will be confirmed as well, and the antigen can be determined as well. Then antibody probing, by which we mean that fluorescent label antibodies are used only which act against the collagen 4. This fluorescent label antibody against collagen 4 is going to be attached at the level of the basement membrane or lamina densa. So we get a specific reference level. If the split is above it, then it is EB simplex or junctional EB, and if it is below it, then it will be dystrophic EB. This test is known as the antibody probing. Then for the specific type of the gene mutation or the antigen affected, we are going to for the molecular diagnosis, which will help us to determine the type of the gene affected or the protein which has been reduced. In EB simplex, it will be keratin 5, 14 and plectin. In junctional EB, it will be laminin 332, and in dystrophic EB, it will be collagen 7. Then we can also go for the advanced investigations, such as next generation sequencing, Sanger sequencing, in which we can determine at the level of the nucleotides and the DNA level, in which the DNA sequencing and the nucleotide sequencing is done to determine the gene mutation at that level. Besides this, there are important prenatal diagnosis can also be done by studying the chorionic villus sampling or amniocentesis if there is a history of EB in the children and the parents want to know about the chances of the disease in the next child. So we can perform these tests and determine or detect that whether the disease is present in the next child or not. For the DDs, we are going to perform direct and indirect immunofluorescence. For the immunobullous disorders, for porphyrins, for porphyrias, we can go for the plasma and the urine fecal porphyrin levels, plasma spectrofluorimetric examination, and the culture of The smear can be prepared from the blisters. Culture can be done to look for the superadded infections or to determine the presence of herpes simplex virus infection or other superadded infections such as streptococcal or staphylococcal infections.